This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off our number two. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan,
and we're talking about the desire that a lot of people have for more options on the ballot. However, there are huge hurdles and barriers in place that prevent that from happening. I recall 8 years ago when Ron Paul wound up not getting the Republican nomination. A lot of people went, he should run third party. But, well, that would require millions of dollars to be spent just on ballot access. And, well, there are a lot of states that have what they call sore loser laws that, even though sore loser laws are not supposed to apply to presidential candidates because you're not actually voting for the presidential candidate, you're voting for a slate of electors. So even though you're not voting for the presidential candidate, sore loser laws should not apply. But in recent years, states have started trying to say that they do. And, well, those interpretations have not been challenged in court. And if they do, it will be interesting to see what side the courts fall on that. But getting back into the article that we started in the last hour, written by Peter Gimma over at Op-Ed News, he says if a candidate believes political power brokers have quashed any chance to win the Republican or Democratic nomination, there is no second chance for the most part. Again, it's 45 states that have those sore loser laws. Ralph Nader, guy you probably heard of before, he observed several years ago, if we all have equal right to run for election, if they call third-party candidates spoilers, but they don't call their major opponent in the other party a spoiler, they are assigning a second-class citizenship to the third-party candidates. The Gallup organization found a majority of Americans, 60% in fact, say a third major political party is needed because the Republicans and Democratic parties do such a poor job of representing the American people. Yet, when voters get inside the polling booth, they often find only two candidates listed. And again, in a lot of cases, there's only one. I was looking at the sample ballots because we have our primary coming up in about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks.
13th.
And not only are there a large number of races in the primary with no opposition, a lot of those races, there's no candidate in the other party running in that race. So the race that you're running for, Conan, state representative from one of the wards here in Keene, you do have a contested primary on the Democratic side, but nobody filed as a Republican.
Correct. And there's a silly law here in New Hampshire which prevents you from changing your party a certain amount of time before the election. So
right.
I missed it by one day. I was actually going.
I told you the deadline and you forgot.
I knew the deadline and I work.
Bad Conan.
And yes, so I was going to run as a Republican. You know, when you throw it up, it's like, well, you know, I got Democratic ideals, characteristics. I got Republican characteristics. I don't know. Oh, what do I do? Do I run as one or the other? Do I go collect 150 friggin' signatures? And I don't know if anyone's ever collected signatures before. It's not easy. It's like, oh, it's 150.
And it's even more difficult in New Hampshire because unlike almost all of the other states where you can walk around with a stack of voter registration forms to where when somebody says, I don't know if I'm registered to vote. In most other places, you can say, well, fill this out and then sign my petition.
And by the way, to clarify, 150 to run as a third party
for state rep.
And I was thinking running as a Sumerian. Does anyone get that? You guys, oh, I know Daryl doesn't get it.
Is We've that the ethnicity of Conan the Barbarian?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Maybe next year. So, yeah, I mean, it's I've ran as a Democrat because I got stuck in that party. I don't even know why I was filed as this guy, this party. Why would I ever? I don't even.
You did it.
Because you registered as a Democrat 2 years ago for the same reason.
For the same reason? Okay, so I'm stuck. I'm running against the incumbent. And who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Getting back into the article, Richard Winger, the aforementioned expert on ballot access laws in the United States and editor of Ballot Access News, said the extreme disparity of the burdens placed on old established parties versus new parties has no parallel in any other democratic nation in the world. And often when talking about ballot access, I will point to Canada and the United Kingdom, because both of those countries have, one, a somewhat similar electoral system for their lower house, the House of Commons,
right,
in Canada and UK. They have a very similar system for that as what we have for our congressional elections. They have districts. In Canada, I believe they call them ridings, and I forget the term that they use in the UK, but they use districts, and they use first past the post, meaning whichever candidate gets the most votes winds up winning. Now, there are some people that think that Canada and the UK use some sort of proportional representation because they have like 5 and 6 parties in their parliament, but no. They use a very similar system to what we in the U.S. use.
Why do you think Americans do it this way?
Because
I know. Let me guess.
Go ahead and guess.
It has to be how we have evolved as a country, as a people. We're different than Canadians. We're different than UK.
There's something cultural. And Chris, I want your thoughts before I give mine.
No, despite all warnings of our founding fathers against the rise of political parties, we as Americans over our history have allowed political parties to rise up. We've encouraged them. We give them money. And then we sit back and wonder why we're stuck with a two-party system. They're colluding against us with our support. So, yeah, that's why.
That's part of it. But, again, it's because of this whole thing to where certain parties get preferential treatment, to where if all of the candidates wound up getting the same path to the ballot, and there are a couple of states where this happens, and Vermont, our friendly neighbor to the left of us here in New Hampshire, they actually have members of the Progressive Party in their legislature. But one thing that I think is very unique to America is this binary option. It's either Coke or Pepsi.
That's because people don't
think about RC Cola, Dr. Pepper, or any of the other options.
They do when they go to the marketplace, but they can't seem to wrap their minds around it when it comes to the polls.
Because we've allowed two parties to come into power and to control it. So here's a thought experiment. What if we had 6 parties, and 6 parties all pretty much shared all of the power, and 6 parties made up our ballot access laws.
We can't have a 7th party. That would be insane.
That's exactly what it would be. You would have 6 parties that would be allowed to be on the ballot. You wouldn't have to gather any signatures or anything, but that 7 is just too many. I mean, what kind of mayhem would that create?
So what they do in Canada and the UK is, again, they treat all parties the same. Every candidate has the same small number of signatures to collect, and they have the same small refundable filing fee. So here in the U.S., filing fees are not returned if you meet a certain vote threshold.
Right.
In Canada and the UK, both, if a candidate meets a certain vote threshold, they get their filing fee back.
Yeah, cool.
And that is sort of their deterrent against these frivolous candidates, unless somebody just has £500 to throw away.
And here's where I kind of go off the rails with some of my libertarian friends is, I think that until somebody demonstrates more out of third parties in any race, whether it's local or whether it's national, we're going to be it's not going to change at all. There's not even going to be momentum for people to ask for change. That's why I think if you've got a third party you can vote for, vote for them.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you won another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're talking about elections and the lack of choice. Although people want choice, when you go to the supermarket, you want more than one type of deodorant. Yes, Bernie Sanders, we want more than one type of deodorant. We want more than, you know, one thing to choose from in the meat section. But I'll tell you something that it's a very easy decision, and that is getting a MyPillow. When you go to bed tonight, concentrate on the position of your head and neck. Your head and neck should be parallel to the floor, straight and parallel to the floor. In a lot of cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. MyPillow, that's the name of it, MyPillow is designed to fit the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using this thing for a few months, and I can say it's absolutely the best pillow I've ever used. This thing is amazing. You can throw it in the washing machine, throw it in the dryer, and then you can actually use it again. It doesn't become absolute trash like most pillows probably will after you just put it in the washer. Can you imagine all the dust mites and stuff that get on this thing? You want to be able to wash it. Don't worry. I have a solution, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL and buy a pillow. Don't worry. If you don't like it, you have 60 days to return it, money back guaranteed. And the pillow itself is guaranteed to last at least 10 years. And again, use code FTL. You get a second pillow absolutely free. Or half off one pillow by itself. MyPillow.com, code FTL. We're talking about the desire for a third option. A recent poll from Gallup found that 60% of Americans say that a third major political party is needed because the Republicans and Democrats do such a poor job of representing the American people. Yet, when voters get inside the polling booth, they often find only one or two candidates on their ballot.
You know, you brought up Bernie just a second ago with his, we need two deodorants, two Pop-Tarts, two colas.
No, he said you don't need 23 different options of deodorant.
Correct. So what I'm getting at is
he didn't say two. He didn't say how many. He just said you don't need 23.
To me, Bernie sounds like one of those limited type folks who is only capable of one or two or three options, and anything more than that becomes complicated, and it's not necessary, and it just fouls up the process.
Right, and that's, you know, part of that whole binary thinking that Americans have that most other people seem to not be plagued with.
Okay.
Coke or Pepsi? Burger King or McDonald's? No, don't say Wendy's. Don't say Sonic. No, your choices, Burger King or McDonald's, Coke or Pepsi. Don't say Dr. Pepper. Don't say RC Cola.
But those things all sell. That's the whole thing. I think what it is we've just allowed ourselves to be, we've been active participants in our own enslavement as far as ballot access goes. We continue to support the same two parties, and this is what we get. I mean, until more
right.
people continue to vote third party when they get the opportunity nothing's going to ever seem like it's real.
So
there's a possibility of it.
Every time, and I've studied this, and every time there's a successful candidate outside of the Republican or Democratic parties, do you know how the legislators in, you know, the 50 states that are made up of Republicans and Democrats respond? They tighten ballot access laws to make it more difficult for other options.
Of course. So what's your solution? We don't do anything?
No, my solution is go lobby your legislator. Don't sit on your butt and hope for change.
Agreed. Yeah. Agree completely.
Considering, all right, back to the Bernie Sanders, considering how much support he was getting, and that he's a limited party guy. He is. It makes me think that we are not, I mean, the numbers make it sound like people are more interested in the third party and opening up, but I think that both parties are just transforming into two other parties. So Bernie Sanders is a more progressive, more extreme case of the progressives.
Bernie's not a Democrat.
He's an extreme socialist progressive type. And
no.
you got Trump, who is running Republican, and he is most definitely a statist coming from the Democrats.
All Republicans are statist. It's just to what degree.
I know. So both Bernie and Trump are more extreme versions of who they represent right now.
No, I think they actually do represent who they're out there. I think we've allowed partisan politics to shape people's thinking, and definitely within the Republican Party, people that I know who in the past have probably been a little more level-headed have become more shrill. And I think they respond to candidates. But, not to go all Conan conspiracy theory.
It's all right.
What if there were this sort of engineered effort to bring about the demise of both the parties?
Mm-hmm. And to put on a good show doing it.
And people are fed up, therefore the Republican Party is going to go away to be replaced by the American Conservative Party. My apologies if there really is an American Conservative Party.
Not that I'm aware of. Or but the good Democrat, luck actually getting or ballot the, access.
You mean, are you talking about the alt-rights?
And the Democrats. There has been. The we are going to replace them with the
Democratic
the Modern Progressive Party, the MPP. Who knows what it is? But you know what I mean? I could see this sort of hijinks playing out pretty easily, and then people go, you know what? That old two-party system didn't really work for us. We got rid of the Democrats and Republicans.
We need the new two-party system.
The new two-party system.
All right, that's
it's
what
even
I was getting
better.
At. That's what I was getting at. I don't see that this independent wave is actually going anywhere.
I think
the two parties are transforming into something else.
I think it's a lot of people giving lip service to supporting third options to where they say, I want another option, but then when they're given another option, they're like, well, not that one. Mm-hmm. I want something different, just not that.
This is a good year and a bad year for independents, and I'll say for Jill Stein and for Gary Johnson, but it's also the worst year because not only do you have to rouse support from both parties, you've got to convince them that they're going to vote for you instead of voting against that other person.
This is the most important election of our life, and if I don't vote for this candidate that's absolutely horrible, the candidate that's really, 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 really the devil is going to win.
I feel blessed that every election I've ever voted in has been the most important in the history of the United States.
But no, Chris,
I'm lucky to have lived this sort of life.
Let me finish this.
This is the most important because 2017, it's over. Next year, it's it. And it doesn't matter if Hillary or Trump are in office.
Supreme Court picks. That's all I hear.
Let me finish this article real quick. The author says that reasonable ballot access requirements to set qualifying standards are necessary. I don't necessarily agree. He says, however, just as poll taxes were set up to keep certain citizens from expressing their right to vote, today's ballot access laws are deliberately designed to provide a similar obstacle for free thinkers who challenge the political power elites.
Well, there you go.
Dun, da, da, da.
So, Conan, you said that in 2017 it's over. What do you mean? Giant meteor hits the Earth?
I think it has to
Or are you thinking some weird conspiracy?
Money. Currency.
Crash.
I've been hearing everything's going to crash and burn for most of my life. Maybe we can talk about that, but Chris, you've got a story about there might be some kind of takeover of the election. Is it real?
I think they'll save us.
What are your thoughts? 855-450-FREE.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with a Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And in studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Conan.
And Chris, we've been talking about elections and specifically the way that ballot access laws, something that most people don't think about, because, yes, I know it's not a sexy issue. So whenever there's, you know, something in the legislature, or whenever I try to get a legislator to introduce something to change ballot access laws, they're like, well, there's not a huge outcry for this. Yeah. I know, but that doesn't mean that it's not important.
That's because you've kept everybody who would really cry out about it out of the legislature, so of course you're not hearing it where you sit.
Right.
And
well,
most people just don't get it. They don't understand it. They just think that, wow, I guess there's only two parties that really got their act together enough to be involved.
Yeah, and one thing that most people don't realize, in New Hampshire, back in the 90s, the Libertarians actually had ballot access. They were a recognized political party. There was a Libertarian presidential primary in 1992.
I got some history here.
And then in 1997, the Republicans and Democrats got together, increased the vote threshold to where the Libertarians wound up not being on the ballot anymore.
Smoke-filled rooms. We love those.
And Libertarians have been struggling ever since. So a lot of people, well, I'll just run as a Republican or a Democrat, and then I don't have to do anything other than pay a $2 filing fee, and then I get elected because I have no opposition.
Well, I think everybody in this country would feel much better if we had basically a military organization sort of overseeing our electoral process. Wouldn't that make you feel better when you go to the polls?
No. Yeah, just like Venezuela.
Yeah, no. Exactly. And things are going great for them.
They're safe, aren't they?
They are.
They might not have anything to eat, but
the zoo animals
safe.
Aren't safe. I'll tell you that.
I mean, just look at Harambe.
So this comes to
Harambe was not a Venezuelan zoo animal. He was a Cincinnati zoo animal.
Good point. But so maybe if he was in Venezuela, he'd still be alive today.
No, he would have gotten eaten because we actually reported a few weeks ago that, yes, in Venezuela, they are eating the zoo animals, and the zoo animals are starving to death.
Hmm. Huh. So here's the headline from the Washington Examiner. Homeland eyes special declaration to take charge of elections. That just, it gives me a warm feeling to know that our U.S. Department of Homeland Security probably wants to get involved in this election cycle. Not one 8 years from now. They don't really want to take the time to put a plan together. But here it goes. Even before the FBI identified new cyber attacks on two separate state election boards, the Department of Homeland Security, began considering declaring the election, quote, a critical infrastructure, unquote, giving it the same control over security it has over Wall Street and the electric power grid.
Okay, so I just want to pause here. And actually what Jay Johnson said was not the election.
Jay Johnson.
We'll get into it.
No, his name is Jay Johnson.
I know what
weird, illiterate.
I know what
goofball.
His name is. Ah, go.
I'll get into quotes from Jay Johnson. The latest admission of
so what he actually had said was the election equipment.
We'll get to that.
I know. I now this is one of those things. The Washington Examiner annoys me.
I
seriously
know it does. That's all right.
Because no, so it's got this name to where most people think, oh, this is a newspaper. It's not a newspaper. It's a website that pretty much anybody can sign up to write for. And then you've got a lot of people that write things that, one, they're poorly written. Two, they're not very well researched. But people think that it's, you know, some legitimate journalist writing something because, well, the name of the website is the Washington Examiner. It's got to be a legitimate news source. It sounds like one.
All right. Well, while I'm trying to read through this one, I am going to try to find a different source other than Washington Examiner or InfoWars. So back to the story. The latest admissions of attacks could speed up that effort, possibly including the upcoming presidential elections, according to officials. Quote, we should carefully consider whether our election system, our election process, is critical infrastructure like the financial sector, like the power grid, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said. There is a vital national interest in our election process, so I do think we need to consider whether it should be considered by my department and others critical infrastructure, he said at a media conference earlier this month, hosted by the Christian Science Monitor. So I've seen that video clip, and that part of what he says is exactly what he says. Now, to Daryl's point, how do you protect critical infrastructure? Now, the Department of Homeland Security does not deploy troops at every single power station in the country, correct? They don't. What they really do is they promote best practices and standards for electric power companies. They promote monitoring and things like that to make sure that things don't get messed with. And then if there are attacks that are detected, then they can help organize a response against those. At a very high level, at least that's what they'll tell you they do. That's pretty much what they do.
Right. And this meeting was also a meeting where they had the like chief election officials. Most states, that would be the Secretary of State, could
generally
be somebody else. But whoever, like the top election official from the 50 states, were all at this meeting discussing, you know, how to basically prevent their computers that count as the ballots in most of those states from being hacked.
And I think this year it's probably much more sensitive than it's been in the past because we have been, part of this election cycle has been driven by hacks. It hasn't been hacks of election equipment per se, but it certainly has been email accounts that have been,
well,
email systems that have been hacked.
There's that. There were voter database, the voter registration databases in at least two states were hacked by someone. Some people are claiming that it was Russia, although nobody really knows exactly who it was.
It was Putin.
Putin on the wrist.
He puts bear claw gloves on and hacks on his laptop. It's pretty impressive to see. DHS has a vital security role in 16 areas of critical infrastructure, and they provide a model for what the department and Johnson could have in mind for the election. DHS describes it this way on their website. There are 16 critical infrastructure sectors whose assets, systems, and networks, whether physical or virtual, are considered so vital to the United States that their incapacitation or destruction would have a debilitating effect on the security, national economic security, national public health, or safety, or any combination thereof. So that is your mission of DHS as it was kind of laid out and how it's evolved.
I do have a different article here from a more reputable news source, UPI, which is United Press International, and they say that on the call, Jay Johnson pointed out that U.S. voting machines, for the most part, have not had a security overhaul since they were mandated under the 2002 Help America Vote Act, which required states to switch to electronic balloting. The particulars of this, however, have been left up to the states because the Constitution delineates the responsibility for administering elections to the states and not the federal government. Johnson also alerted election officials to some best practices to help avoid instances of voter fraud through what, or rather, though Voice of America points out, the use of electronic voting machines that tabulate and report results use internal fax and email portals that make them inherently susceptible to tampering.
Sure. And I think when you hear Johnson say statements like this, there is no one federal election system. There are some 9,000 jurisdictions involved in the election process. Those of us who have been around a little bit look at that and go, are you suggesting there should be one election
system? That's what he wants.
We'll find out, and your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back into the story about Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson. Is he saying that he's going to take over the elections like some people are alleging he's saying? We'll get into what he actually said here in just a moment. And if you've listened to Free Talk Live for a while, you know that we talk a good bit about cryptocurrencies. Monero has been around for almost 2 years, but it's just now starting to get some real attention. Monero was designed to be the cryptocurrency that Bitcoin should have been from the beginning. It is the only currency built from scratch to focus on privacy and anonymity. Monero claims to be completely anonymous and untraceable with built-in mixing at the protocol level. Unlike Dash, Monero does not use masternodes that can be controlled or hijacked by big corporations or, God forbid, governments. Monero is fungible, and unlike Bitcoin, it cannot be blacklisted by exchanges. It has quadrupled in value over the past 2 weeks after it was implemented by two of the largest online markets, or rather after it was announced that it would be implemented by two of the largest online markets, Alphabay and Oasis. Actually, Alphabay began accepting it today. On Sunday, here on Free Talk Live, we're going to interview Ricardo Spagni, the head developer for Monero. Get your questions ready and start your research at getmonero.com. That's GETMONERO.com.
So going back to the story, I think it would be good to get a different perspective because we covered pretty much everything that the Washington Examiner covered, but Politico's coverage of this is kind of interesting, I think, because it actually goes to talking to a Secretary of State about what his reaction is to this.
And I still have a little bit more from the UPI article that I had pulled up and referenced earlier, where, again, Johnson alerted election officials, that being the chief election officials from the 50 states plus the District of Criminals. In most cases, that would be the Secretary of State. He alerted them to some best practices to help avoid instances of voter fraud. And Voice of America points out the use of electronic voting machines that tabulate and report results use internal fax and email portals that make them inherently susceptible to tampering if someone wanted to try hard enough.
Duh. Yeah.
About three quarters of Americans will use a machine that actually creates a paper trail. And in 26 states, election workers are required by law to perform random audits of those machines to check for instances of fraud or machine malfunction. And this is where some people are, I think, getting the idea that Homeland Security is taking over the elections. Jay Johnson did say that DHS workers would be available to help perform random audits and to improve security measures.
Yeah.
That does not mean that when you go ask for your ballot, it's going to be a Homeland Security worker that looks your name up in the book and then signs off and hands you a ballot.
Not this year.
Right. But that's the whole thing, Darryl.
That would require constitutional changes in the 50 different states plus the District of Criminals.
Oh, please. You're pretending that we actually follow the Constitution? What I'm saying is that now we get used to this kind of speak right before the federal government comes in and oversteps its limits by leaps and bounds. This happens all the time. And when you have the federal government coming into New Hampshire to buy up land because they want to protect the dwarf wedge mussel in the case of federal land grabs under Fish and Wildlife, you have,
for the benefit of future generations,
you have,
Chris,
the federal government buying a car company with your money because we feel that the economy is going to tank if we don't own a
car company. Well, they've been buying car companies for 30 years.
Bailing.
Thank you. We did buy Plymouth Chrysler before we bought GM. But we hear these little things, and I think it's natural for people to get concerned. And yeah, I even think it's healthy that people do immediately leap to that conclusion that, what's this going to mean? We're going to have DHS troops outside of election headquarters? I can imagine a million scenarios where that may not be improbable. What if we have violence, escalating violence during this election season? Is that a possibility? Anyone?
There's already been violence during this election season. There was the guy that got punched in the face by some angry white dude at a Trump rally.
Absolutely.
And then Donald Trump said, like, they should have lynched him or something.
Yeah, and you've had Donald Trump supporters being beat on by supporters of, I guess, from Hillary or the Democrats.
The Party of Peace.
The Party of Peace. That's happened, too. So is it that unreasonable to think that we could see some expansion of federal presence during elections if they feel that, A, this is a critical part of our country and it deserves our protection, and B, we must make sure that our elections go through safely. Now, I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying for a lot of people out there that are sick and tired of watching Washington expand like the multi-headed hydra that it is, It wouldn't come as a shock.
In order to make this happen, Jay Johnson's going to have to get on this. He's going to have to set something up. There's going to have to be some serious voter fraud found out, or a lynching right out in front of a polling place. If he really wants this to stick, he's going to have to set something up. So we'll see. We'll see how seriously is this election season whenever something serious happens.
And I guess one of the reasons that I sort of dismissed the whole, oh, it's going to be martial law, is I've been hearing that for damn near 20 years.
Sure.
Of, oh, the president's going to declare martial law. There's not going to be an election, and there's going to be government troops, and, you know, they're going to make sure that nobody cast a ballot, and blah, 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 blah.
These things are cyclical. Martial law is going to happen. It might not happen in our lifetimes. It might not happen in the next 20 years. But
it's happening in 6 months.
I didn't say that.
You didn't, but other people I've been hearing for the last 20 years, in 6 months, the government's going to declare martial law.
Okay, I think that's a little off, maybe.
Yes, it's a little off.
But it will happen, and it will happen in small little increments like this.
Yeah. It's possible, but to say that it definitively will is absolutely absurd and asinine, and you don't know that it will.
I do know that it will.
Studies history is going to have to admit that, yes, revolutions do occur in countries with some regularity. It's going to happen here again. Do you think this constitutional system that we have set up, this system of government, is going to last for eternity?
No, I hope that every state secedes tomorrow. It's not very likely.
Yeah, and I hope it all comes about peacefully. I really do. I don't want to see anybody get hurt.
So, you know, yeah, are the chances, you know, on a scale of, you know, somewhat likely to absolutely never? Yes, it's closer to somewhat likely that at some point in the future, the United States of America will cease to exist. It's somewhat likely that the United Kingdom of England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland will cease to exist.
Sure.
But it's not a guarantee.
No, not at all. But I'm saying when people feel threatened, they act irrationally. And I think our government is beginning to feel more and more threatened each time. So let's flip over to the Politico story. The federal government wants to help states keep hackers from manipulating the November election amid growing fears that the U.S. political system is vulnerable. But Georgia's top election official is balking at the offers of assistance and accusing the Obama administration of using exaggerated warnings of cyber threats to intrude on states' authority. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp's objection add to the bumpy start for the Department of Homeland Security's attempt to shore up safeguards for the election during a summer when cyber attacks at the Democratic National Committee have called attention to weaknesses across the electoral system. Cybersecurity experts call for tougher protections long overdue for parties, political advocacy groups, and voting machinery, but DHS's effort risk being caught in the same partisan arguments about state sovereignty that have hung up programs such as President Barack Obama's Medicaid expansion.
Uh-oh.
Now, just one thing that I want to point out as a reminder to people that think that it's only the Democrats that want to, you know, overstep the bounds. It was actually George Bush and a Republican Congress that pushed through the Help America Vote Act that had all of these unfunded mandates to the states of, you have to run your election this way.
I'll see your Help America Vote, and I'll raise you one DHS, because we wouldn't have had that monstrosity without George W. Bush, who
exactly.
I voted for.
I am sorry to hear that. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Hour 3 coming up next, 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got Skype. Username is LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.